from the Intentional Living Center. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. Welcome to Intentional Living, where we have good intentions coming to die every day, because we know that intentional living is coming to life in your life today. Hey, do you ever feel like life is kind of running your life for you? You feel stressed out? Here's a point. The fact is that stress isn't an option. It's going to happen in your life, but distress is an option, how you handle it. And today, here at the Intentional Living Center, we're going to help you get a handle on how to deal with stress in your life, okay? Phone lines are open at 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717, and let's get right to it with our first caller. Cindy's on the line in Kansas. Cindy, welcome to our program. Go right ahead.
Yes, I have been a listener and contributor of your show, and just appreciate it immensely. And something that's never been really discussed, but I feel the Lord has just really been putting on my heart, is I'm a 45-year-old working mother with kids, and I think the stress that has hit our generation, my generation, of women when it comes to working full-time plus, but still having the same duties of cleaning the house and doing the dishes and doing everything that a mother does when they're not working, plus when they're working, and trying to educate the men of our generation. It has been a struggle and a critical point, and that, you know, led to the meltdown of our family a couple of years ago, and thank goodness through God's strength and God's wisdom and His guidance, we were able to pull ourselves out of it. But it's just, I see so many people in my exact same spot, and I want to minister, and I want to make people aware. And I appreciate you taking my phone call.
All right. Well, thank you, Cindy. I can't agree more. And my wife and I, in fact, Donna and I were talking yesterday. We were watching the grandkids, and I was very engaged. I was very involved. I was helping out. And I found that as I've gotten older and learned more, I guess I've gotten much more involved around the home and helping with the kids and grandkids and so on. But she smiled at me and said, "Yeah, but when our kids were home at that age, you know, well, I was busy. Well, so was I, you know." So we were talking about this reality, and even though women's have had more freedom and more involvement in the workplace, it seems to be that at home there's still the division of labor. And I think we can do a better job, guys. We need a little kick in the backside to step up and be more helpful. You know, our process here at Intentional Living is developing habits, developing the right kind of habits. And I think just sitting down as a couple and talking about what are some habits that we can develop intentionally, you know, the division of labor, what are you going to do? What am I going to do? And can we develop some daily habits that are going to reinforce taking care of the home, doing things correctly, sharing the load, being intentional in what we do, And not taking what you're doing and let it turn into bitterness. And I've seen that happen. You get angry because your spouse isn't doing enough, should know what you want him to do, and he's not doing it. And I can tell you, speaking as a man, I think many times men just need to be told, "I need your help, and here's specifically what I need." And in the process, that can hopefully change things in your life. We're talking about stress today because, see, stress is going to happen. It's a reality of life. Without stress, we die. The only time we're going to have all stress taken out of our life is the last breath we take. Even to that point, we're going to be under stress. But distress is when it becomes very unhealthy and damaging in our lives. And we want you to overcome that today. All right, Brittany's on the line in Arizona with a question. Welcome to the program. How can I help today?
Hi, Randy. My husband and I have been married for about a year. We just had a baby 3 months ago. And I think I just wanted to ask, how is a good way, when we go through the stresses and, you know, we're newlyweds and we have a new child and just trying to live every day, you know, without getting too stressed or taking it out on each other? Because, you know, when you're with somebody every day and you feel comfortable with them, you kind of tend to, I think, take stress out sometimes a little bit more on the ones that you love. So I just don't know if maybe there is other effective ways. We read our scriptures and we pray daily, but maybe just some other ways to, you know, not let the stress take us to a fight, or, you know, to where we don't take our stress out on each other and we can be more supportive.
Yeah. Well, I hear that, Brittany. And I mean, you're right in the trenches. You're right there with the kids. I mean, you've got these little ones there. You've got your husband, your family, and there's a lot of stress when you've got the kids. When I look back over our lives, the most stressful time was when all the kids were right there. you know, you got to get them ready for school. You got to take them to school. You got to pick them up, and then they get sick. And then there's, what are you going to do? Because you got one of your children that's sick. And this is a time, at the same time that you're in the midst of raising your kids, is the same time you're developing your career. You're right in the middle of building your career, trying to establish your home, maybe buy a first home, and you got a lot of things going on. This is why they say the 50s is probably about the best decade of life, because the kids are gone, right? And you've done what you've done, and you got your health. But one of the most stressful decades is when the kids are young and where you are today. So part of our intentional living process, Brittany, that I think will be helpful to you, two steps. Step three in our process is declutter your life. And I think it's important for you to realize there's probably things you're saying yes to you need to say no to, taking on responsibilities you shouldn't take on. If you operate out of feeling guilty that you should be doing more, this is a time where the dirty clothes may take a little longer to get cleaned and the pots and pans may take longer before they get washed. But decluttering your life of things that are not as important as taking care of yourself, your marriage, and your kids. And then secondly, I think another thing that we don't do enough of is this step of really celebrating what God's doing. We focus on the challenges, we focus on the problems, we focus on the task, but we need to stop from time to time and say, hey, you know, we had a good day today. I mean, today was a good day. This really came out well. The kids were cooperative. They went to bed. It was a good day, and we're going to thank God for it. Celebrating, I think, brings things back into perspective for you, okay? All right, do you struggle with stress in your life? One of the steps of intentional living I'm going to talk about in just a moment is how to take control of your life when you're under stress. You're welcome to join us. Our phone lines are open. What is stressing you out today, and how can we help here at Intentional Living? 888-888-1717. There are five things that Joseph did that I think really are important. One thing that Joseph did, even though probably life made no sense to him, he didn't get stuck. He didn't stay in that pit. He got up out of that pit and kept going. He got up every day. He had made a decision how he was going to live his life. He was going to trust God in front of Potiphar's wife in jail. He was going to trust God when he was in the pit. No matter what he was facing, he didn't get stuck. And I think many times when we face a difficulty in our life, I think it's easy for us to get stuck emotionally and spiritually at that moment. Boy, you know, this is a lesson here during this December that we have up on our member site that I think would be very encouraging to everybody, because I think it's something we all face. There are moments in life, no matter what we do, how hard we pray, it just doesn't seem that God is making any sense in either his silence or in the response we're getting. And so much of it does tie back to the fact that God's intentions sometimes don't align with our own expectations. And when that happens, boy, we got to say, okay, I'm going to set my expectation aside for a little bit here, and I'm going to jump in and try to understand what God's intention is. What is he doing? What's going on here? And how could it make a difference in my life to bring him glory and benefit to those that I love? And during this Christmas holiday season, year end, and the stress time in the world, we're talking about stress and how to be intentional with stress, to understand that God is with you in the midst of whatever it is today that's got you stressed out. And believe me, we all have stress going on in our lives. To find that kind of freedom in our relationship with Christ to deal with stress is such an important thing. Hey, that's up on our member site. If you're not a member, come join us. We love you. All members have access to that. All you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com, click on donate, or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, and press number 2. And thank you for your support for Intentional Living.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
Yes, as a grown mother with children, I have 16 grandchildren, and some of them are married. I find myself wanting to fix things that I see. But I'm so thankful for Christian Radio and Intentional Living. And
I heard a definition of worry, that it's a divided mind and that it chokes out the word. And that has been a real help to me because I understand that, you know, worry is something I have no control over. So it really cuts down on the stress. If you realize that and realize that, you just really need to trust the Lord because it's not anything you can do anything about anyway. And with that many people in my life, it's, you know, you could just really get involved in worry if you didn't just understand. You have to, if you're not trusting, you're doubting. And, it, you know, you just really have to get in the Word and say, this is your problem, Lord, not mine. Mm-hmm. And I just thank the Lord that I have Him and that He is in control.
Yeah, that's right. That's good. You know, I've told people over the years in counseling, when you need a worry room, right, where you can go and worry. And I'll tell you what happens. When we sit down at a spot and say, okay, I'm going to sit here now and limit my worrying to this spot, you find you can't do it on demand. Worry is something that kind of creeps into our life. It wants to take over our life. And the only way that we can take control of it, and you've given the good advice here, is to really turn to the truth that we don't control a whole lot. I talk about the 3-foot rule. And I like to reach out personally beyond the 3 foot that I do have control. I like to control my kids. I mean, they're all grown, and I still have advice. And in fact, my wife, Donna, she heard me on the air last week say something. And she wrote it down and put it up on the mirror and on a post-it note, and it's still there. And here's what I wrote it down. Here's what it says. I think it's brilliant, by the way. If I said it, it's brilliant. Unsolicited advice is always perceived as criticism. Right? Unsolicited advice is always perceived as criticism. And that's beyond the 3-foot rule. The idea, I'm going to criticize, I'm going to control someone else. And so one of the things that we do as we learn to be intentional is to realize that I can control myself, my attitudes, my words, my attitude toward other people, but I can't control other people. And it's a very, very difficult thing to do for those of us who are fixers by nature, right? And if you're a preacher listening today, you have the same problem too, because it's easy for us to stand on a platform and preach what others should do, and not feel like that's what we do all the time. We have to reach out beyond the 3-foot rule. So today we're talking about stress, and I think she made an excellent point. We can't control everything. Hey, what stresses you out? Give me a call, 888-888-1717. Liz is on the line in Arizona. How you doing, Liz?
I'm doing well, thank you.
But stressed, right?
Yes. I woke up stressed, but you know what? You know, the funny thing is I have been so stressed out lately for so many different things. Mm. And it wasn't just the one. I mean, it's the financial, it's the kids, it's my husband, it's everything. And I feel like we weave our own web into this backed up corner. And I woke up this morning and I said, Lord, today's going to be different. I don't know how, but today's going to be different. And I drove my husband to work, and I drove home, and I stopped at this random church that I had never been to. And I walked in there, and I wanted to talk to the women's minister, and I told her our testimony. And you know what? God has done so many things for us. So many amazing things every day. And so all this stress, I'm overlooking all the things that He's done for me and my family. And all of a sudden, I feel so happy. Yeah. Like, I have no reason to be stressed. Yeah. I am the luckiest person in the whole world. And, you know, when you wake up in the morning and say, God, do something, boy, did He ever do something this morning. Like, I can't tell you. I feel like I'm revived. I feel like I can go 100 miles now.
So you were driving down the road, and you just pulled into the church and said, you know, you have a women's minister, and you talk to her. And just talking with her, spending time with her, that was part of the process that helped you, sharing what you were feeling?
Oh, yeah, and just telling her our story, just telling her our testimony, my family, and what brought us to Arizona to begin with. And the funny thing is it's my story, yet I forgot. I forgot about everything God has done for us. Oh. And it's so amazing. And all of a sudden, all that junk makes no difference.
Yeah.
All that junk makes no sense.
That's cool.
I feel like I'm the luckiest woman on earth. Mm. I really do.
Well, you're going to have a great day, Liz. And you really are applying a principle that we teach in Intentional Living about the celebration. You're celebrating successes. I think those of us who tend to fit into that critical mindset, we're trying to fix things, critique things, make things better, which, by the way, is a strength. But sometimes our strengths go into super overdrive and they take over. And then we see everything through the critical mindset. We see everything in a critical way. And when you stop from time to time, like you did today, and said, man, look, God, look at all the wonderful things going on in my life. Look at our family. Look at the blessings. It completely changes our attitude. It completely changes our mindset. It's a beautiful thing. All right, Liz, I'm glad you stopped and did that today and shared it with us. God bless. Let's go to Penny on the line here. Penny, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. What's your comment?
I'm being really stressed out. I have anxiety really bad. And I even take medication for it that I'm debating with. I've been bombarded spiritually. The enemy's just been really playing on my mind. And I isolated, and I've just been trying to memorize scripture. He who abides in the shadow of the Almighty will... He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Mighty. I will say to the Lord, He is my refuge and my strength, my God in whom I trust.
Mm. There's and power in that. What you're doing, Penny, what you're doing is, what you're doing in the process of this is you're changing your mind. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians that we're to, in this process, to be renewed in the spirit of our minds. And one of my life verses is in Philippians 4:8. That says, whatever is true and right and admirable, praiseworthy, think on such things. The scripture talks about taking captive every thought out of obedience to Christ. And when we wrestle with these feelings of anxiety, and they're illogical, and by the way, they can be medical. That's why we do need treatment at times. And it's not a sign of lack, in my view. It doesn't mean if you struggle with anxiety that you lack faith or trust in God. There's chemical reactions and there's psychological reactions, and sometimes we need to have that extra help and we need treatment. And so I don't necessarily encourage people to back away from that. In fact, you need to continue to get treatment. But in the process, adding to this process of understanding, as the scripture says, that we are to take captive every thought out of obedience to Christ, it's a powerful thing. And the word does command to us not to be anxious for anything. Paul is telling Timothy this, but in power and love and a sound mind, the scripture says. And so there's some real spiritual dynamics at play that can be life transformational. So let me ask you, Penny, what one thing do you find to be most helpful for you in dealing intentionally with anxiety in your life?
Prayer, scripture, memorizing scripture. Mm. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High, like I said, is on the bed under the shadow of the Almighty. And cast all your cares on Him, for He careth for you.
Mm.
And Psalm 121 is my favorite. I lift my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot stumble or fall. He watches over you, will neither sleep nor slumber. The Lord is the shade of your right hand. The sun will not harm you by the day, nor the moon by night.
Mm.
And I just keep saying that over and over again. And the enemy wants me to think that I'm blaspheming my Holy Spirit, and it scares me.
Yeah, well, listen, the enemy will whisper into our spirits, and there's a point where we got to remind Satan to get behind us and focus on the truth. If you just joined us today here at Intentional Living Center, we're facing the reality that stress is a part of life. Sometimes stress is a very daily activity. You just face it and you move on. Some days are more stressful than others. And sometimes, like Penny, it's maybe a real battle, something that overtakes your life and you really, really wrestle with it. And in those cases, you need to reach out and find help. Find someone who can help you through the process and realize that God doesn't love you any less because you're distressed today. In fact, He cares for you deeply, as the scripture says, and will help you through the process. Talking about intentional living and stress, you're welcome to join us, 888-888-1717. is the number. How does this impact marriages? We'll talk about that in a moment.
I'd just like to say that as a new babe in Christ, I would like anyone who's listening, your program actually helped me start feeling the little tug that God had at my heart, and it really inspired me to get into church. I found a wonderful church, and to be saved, and just to learn the Word and to get the Word out, and I think you guys do a wonderful job, and I haven't turned you guys off in almost 2 weeks now. All day, all night, we were on my station and in my car, and I just want to thank you guys for encouraging people like you did me to start seeking the Word of God and to be saved.
Thank you, Terry, for sharing your story, and it's a reminder. That's why intentional living exists. That's why we're here. That's the whole purpose. You know, we have a top 10 list of what we call the intentionals, and looking at the top things that God intends for us, and they're good. You know, He intends for us to have peace and to have purpose and meaning in our life, that we could live free from the bondage of the addiction and all the things in the world, from financial addiction to, you know, come on, we know what can happen. And many of us struggle with these different things, and that's part of life and the sinful world in which we live. But the number one on that top 10 list is God intends for you to know Him personally. He loves you and He cares for you. As my pastor says, He's crazy about you. We see in John 3:16 that verse that says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son." That's what we celebrate here in Christmas time, the birth of Jesus. Of course, He grew to become the Savior of the world, the Son of God. And so when we hear that verse, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever," and that's you and me, "believe in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Paul tells us in Romans that if we confess with the mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God raised Him from the dead, we shall be saved. This is the message of hope that we have. That's an intentional living message. And if you've not received Him, now more than ever, that's our prayer for you today. Talking about stress, the power of the Holy Spirit, give your life to Him today. Allow Him to fill your life and guide you every day. And we want to walk with you. What a powerful reminder of the truth of the gospel. All right, to the phones. Rachel's on the line over there in Texas. Rachel, welcome to the show today. Appreciate it. Go right ahead.
Yes, sir. I was telling them that I had gone for an endoscopic for a stomach study to see what's going on with my stomach.
Yeah.
Well, they found that it's not emptying as fast as it's supposed to. It takes over 8 hours. And when I went to have the endoscopic last month, I went for the follow-up yesterday with the doctor. And he said that the inflammation in the stomach has changed the lining to precancerous.
And he thinks it's related to stress? Is that where you think this is coming from?
I don't know if it's related to stress, but I'm stressing because I don't know what precancerous means. I don't know if it means the beginning of cancer, the first stages of cancer, or, I just don't know what it means.
All right, so you're dealing with the stress of this medical diagnosis that you have. And part of the reason is because it's hard for us not to know. You know, a doctor says this is something precancerous. What in the world does that mean? What I have found is two things. Spiritually, one, obviously you need to commit this to the Lord. And as a Christian, to say, God, You're in charge. But then to be intentional, you need to do what you need to do. In other words, what are the things you need to do, practical things every day? One would be to learn what that means. Are you taking the medicine that He's prescribing? What are the next steps? Is there going to be further exam? Sometimes we worry about things when we don't know what it means, and getting more answers, asking Him, set an appointment, say, tell me what that exactly means. What does precancerous mean? Getting some research so you have some information that would be helpful for you. All right. Thank you for the call. We're talking today about what stresses you. And how to deal with it intentionally. We've talked about declaring your intention to say enough's enough. We've talked about developing new habits in your life, because that makes a difference. Developing healthy, de-stressing habits. And then we've talked about eliminating clutter, and then, of course, celebrating the successes in your life.
Hi, name is Becky. I just wanted to leave a comment about today's program about stress. And one young woman had called in about not being able to keep her thoughts captive, and you had spoke on that. But I had a verse I wanted to share that has helped me so much. And it's 1 Thessalonians 5, it's actually verses 23 through 24. And the verse is, may God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who called you is faithful, and he will do it. Just such a blessing knowing that it's God that's going to help us, to give us our peace and to sanctify us and to keep us blameless. So just wanted to share that. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Well, thank you. This is a community, and when we encourage each other by sharing that kind of help and information, we appreciate it. You're always, always welcome to call our comment line at 888-888-1717. Leave your comments, your prayer requests, whatever is going on in your life. Tell us how intentional living is mattering to you, what difference it's making in your life. All of these things are just a way of saying thank you back to us as we get a chance to share those back with the listeners. It's a beautiful thing. We appreciate it. And thank you, Becky, for telling us your story. You know, you were talking about taking captive every thought. Today, as we're talking about stress, stress really does begin in our heads, doesn't it? I mean, it begins with our thinking, and we can get overwhelmed by a lot of different things. One thing that stresses one person may not stress another. Some people get stressed being on the platform and speaking before people, and other people not so much. Some people get stressed in just being with crowds or with people, speaking to people, and some not so much. And so we all have these stress points in our life, and they're areas of potential growth. I've learned for myself is to really prepare my mind and my heart. Sometimes just as simple as taking a deep breath, putting things into perspective, knowing that God is with me, helps me in those moments when I feel stressed. For me, I think the biggest stress is when something happens, and I have to admit, when I feel a little bit out of control. Those who work with me know that when I feel a little bit out of control, it can be pretty stressful. And so that's an area that I continually have to work on in my own life to realize that God is in control. I can only control certain things, and learn to be content with the areas that I don't control, because we know God is in control. He's in charge. Well, I hope you've enjoyed today. If you have something you'd like to comment on, like Becky did, a story, something that God is doing in your life, please, as I mentioned, give us a call at 888-888-1717. And again, as we're going through December, getting closer to the end of the year here, I just want to say thank you for your support and remind you that your gifts are helping us close out this year strong. Well, we got to wrap it up today. I'm Dr. Randy. For Stephen and the rest of our team, hope you have a great day. We'll see you next time from Intentional Living.